is it mid-July already? I keep hoping that life will slow down a little, but it just doesn't seem to be happening. I was hoping this summer that I would be able to catch up on some theological reading, and I had this stack of books I wanted to read, but people keep recommending more books to me, and so the stack of books keeps getting higher and higher, and I'm not making a dent. I wrote this sermon the Thursday before I left on vacation last week while eating my lunch in between Zoom meetings and emails and visits and preparation for church council, which feels like a lifetime ago now. But life is so busy. And I don't think I'm alone in that. We made Theo's school supply deadline on the last day we could order things. The very last day, almost 10 p.m. at night, and the order form was closing at midnight. It always seems that the to-do list is longer than the amount of energy needed to accomplish it. We're trying our best, but we're busy people. And so I hear Jesus' words today to the disciples, and it almost feels like I can let go of that breath that I didn't even know I was holding on to. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. This must have been a balm to the disciples, for they too had been busy traveling town to town, staying with strangers, anointing the sick with oil, and casting out demons. And yet there wasn't even really good space to share these stories with Jesus because the reunion kept getting interrupted by the crowds. Mark writes that there was not even space to eat. And so Jesus gives them these words of invitation, and they climb into boats, hoping to find a wilderness retreat, and yet the crowds follow them anyway. And Mark writes that Jesus had compassion on them, for these crowds were like sheep without a shepherd, scattered, like our bulletin cover for today. And so instead of resting, Jesus taught and healed and fed them. And we'll talk more about that feeding part next week. That word compassion in the Greek is a fun one. I'm really going to butcher it, so I'm going to try. It's something like splagisnoziomai. There you go. Which literally means the inward parts, the guts, the bowels. Jesus was moved in a tactile, physical way. This is not about pity, but it's about suffering alongside with. He felt it in his body. And he couldn't help but act. And yet, I want to be really clear here to those of us who are workaholics who hear this story and go, yep, that's me too. I'm so tired and worn out, and I keep getting interrupted by the crowds, and the needs are great, and I have to fill them all. This story is not for you. For God can handle the demands of the world a lot better than we can. And sometimes, each of us needs to say no, and stop, and rest. We are not called to be Jesus. We're called to be disciples of Jesus. And sometimes that means going out into the world and loving our neighbors, and anointing the sick, and casting out demons, and all those things. And sometimes that means resting your bones. A snack and a nap. Think about tending to your inner preschooler here. Because we all need to do these things. We all need to do these things to live. Eat, sleep, relax. What? That's right. You should roll out your little mat, take a nap, hug your stuffy. Because Jesus looks at us, the exhausted, working through our lunch break, trying to spin all the plates and check all the boxes, and is moved with compassion physically in his gut. And so he says to us, "Let me be your shepherd. Come and sit and rest a while, eat some food, sit by the stream in the shade, so that we can rise up again to serve." The Washington Post recently had an article about how important it is to take a break, even if it's just 10 minutes. Because there's a cost to our brains to always being on. Our brains are not built for constant activity. The constant stress actually causes our brain cells to age more quickly. Rest is important for healing and clarity, and in the end can lead to greater focus and productivity. In 2021, when many of us were working remotely, Microsoft conducted a study that followed two groups of people. The first group had back-to-back Zoom meetings, and the other group had a 10-minute meditation break in between meetings. Just 10 minutes. Microsoft monitored the brain activity of the 14 participants using an EEG, and Celeste Headley writes, "In that first group with the back-to-back meetings, you can see a brain that is full of cortisol and adrenaline. It's tired, it's stressed, it's probably more irritable and less compassionate." And that other group that just took 10 minutes, you can see in brilliant color what a difference it makes. These brains are relaxed. When we rest, our brains shine with rainbow colors. This was the saddest part of the article for me. Psychologist Amber Child shared that most Americans think of downtime as something that is extra and indulgent, a treat that has to be earned only after we've done all of our productive tasks. But the research would suggest the opposite. Downtime is a basic human need. There's not a place where it's built in to say that this is normative, expected, appreciated part of what it means to be alive, what it means to be well, what it means to be whole, and what it means to be thriving. There is no place where this is built to be normative and expected and appreciated. Ah, people, we have it in the Ten Commandments. We have it here in Mark. It's all throughout scriptures, and yet it seems to be the best kept secret. People, God has been telling us to rest for a very long time. And so if you get nothing else out of worship today, hold on to that. Next time you go to relax and you feel that twinge of guilt, you can say, "Get behind me, Satan. Jesus told me to rest," and you can go sit on a pin. Well, you get the idea. Your brain, my brain, all needs a chance to flash with that brilliant rainbow color. You have permission. No, you've been ordered to underfunction for at least 10 minutes a day, one day a week. Come away and rest. And so I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. Ready? Let's do this again. All right, one last time. See if you can make three breaths, three counts in, and then we're going to try and breathe out for six counts. Ready? One, two, three. One, two, three, four, five. You are invited to rest. You need to rest. The world needs us to rest so that there can be more love and compassion. I invite you to rest now. To close your eyes, take a deep breath, maybe unclench your shoulders a little bit, And I'm going to read this prayer to us by Micah Boyette, which comes from Sarah Bessie's A Rhythm of Prayer. And I'm going to read it twice. So the first time, I just invite you to let it absorb, let your mind wander, pay attention to your breath. Let us pray. O God, beyond time, beyond the number line, the hourglass, beyond moons that wax and wane, and waves that push and pull along our fragile ground. O God, beyond days and weeks and months, God, uncontained by our 24 hours, free of our borders, and yet still within them. God, who is here. God of the meetings, the emails, the PTA, the neck ache, the child crying over homework, the car leaking oil, the headlights and the sheets to wash. Oh God of the groceries and the knife against the butcher block moving slowly across the cucumber. God of the sun's path across the sky we cannot reach. God of midday. God of afternoons and the laughter of children. The clap of a ball on concrete. God of evening color and the muted spread of light and clouds as the night leaks in. God in the hand I hold. God of the one I love. God beyond time. We come to you pulled by the bullet points in our calendars, by the titles we keep beside our names, by the goals we charted and the accomplishments we list to define our value. You see each image we upload to our pocket screens, altered, filtered, pinned to virtual walls. You, God, touch our distortions and smooth the edges of our efficiency, and only you can make us real. God, beyond the boxes we build to contain our lives, the hours we track and tally, God, outside of time, yet here, come to us. Relieve our ragged breaths, slow our steps, relax the red lines that spike in our brains. Tell us what is true. Show us how time rolls like calm water and let us cup it quiet in our hands. God, teach us to pause in this moment, to tuck ourselves into the curve of your slow arm, that we may know the miracle of now, the gift of this moment. You beside and beyond us, welcoming us outside of all we measure and standing with us in it. May we see the goodness of our still hours and days, sunrises, sunsets, and the darkness where our rest is found. Order us, that we may stand within time holding your hand, that we may know we are enough, not because of what we make of these hours, but because within these hours, with you, we are being made. I'm going to read it one more time because I think it takes a while for our brains to actually slow down. So I invite you to continue to be comfortable, to take deep breaths, and to hear these words one more time. O God, beyond time, beyond the number line, the hourglass, beyond moons that wax and wane and waves that push and pull along our fragile ground. O God, beyond days and weeks and months, God, uncontained by our 24 hours, free of our borders and yet still within them. God, who is here. God of the meetings, the emails, the PTA, the neck ache, the child crying over homework, the car leaking oil, the headlights, and the sheets to wash. Oh God of the groceries and the knife against the butcher block moving slowly across the cucumber. God of the sun's path across the sky we cannot reach. God of midday. God of afternoons and the laughter of children. The clap of the ball on concrete. God of evening color and the muted spread of light in the clouds as the night leaks in. God in the hand I hold. God of the one I love. God, beyond time, we come to you pulled by the bullet points in our calendars, the titles we keep beside our names, by the goals we've charted and the accomplishments we list to define our value. You see each image we upload to our pocket screens, altered, filtered, and pinned to virtual walls. You, God, touch our distortions and smooth the edges of our efficiency. Only you can make us real. God, beyond the boxes we build to contain our lives, the hours we track and tally. God, outside of time, yet here, come to us. Relieve our ragged breaths. Slow our steps. Relax the red lines that spike in our brains. Tell us what is true. Show us how time rolls like calm water. Let us cup it quiet in our hands. God, teach us to pause in this moment, to tuck ourselves into the curve of your slow arm, that we may know the miracle of now, the gift of this moment, you beside and beyond us, welcoming us outside of all we measure and standing with us in it. May we see the goodness of our still hours and days, sunrises, sunsets, and the darkness where our rest is found. Order us, that we may stand within time holding your hand, that we may know we are enough. Not because of what we make of these hours, but because within these hours, with you, we are being made. Amen. Thanks be to God.